This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Team Jordan Schultz, the Yahoo Sports Insider and the analyst. Now, he's the guy that reported the kind of schism between Jabari Parker and Jason Kidd. We have Jordan on the line with us right now. Jordan, welcome to the program, man. How you doing?
Hey, guy. Bill, I'm doing real well. Thanks for having me.
So, after hearing the stories and what went on yesterday, I get it, because the timing of this thing 4 hours before a game was just weird, but there was a lot of different things involved in all of this. So, as this started to unfold, what were you hearing and how you covered it on your end?
Well, yeah, it is odd timing. You know, it's odd in the sense of, you know, I understand they've underachieved and they're in the eighth seed, but at the same time, you know, Jason did not have Jabari Parker all year, and that was the big issue in terms of, like, he's a huge part of what they're trying to do. And I also think that, you know, Jason's relationship with Giannis could not have been any better. He loves Giannis, and Giannis tried to save his job. It's been widely reported. I've heard the same thing, that Giannis essentially told ownership front office, you know, Jason's my guy. So, that being said, I think clearly this was a new regime that wanted to start over. You know, Jason Kidd, for all the experience he had as a player, still an inexperienced coach. He's 44, had some success in Brooklyn, two playoffs with the Bucks. They have not been past the first round. And, you know, there is a sentiment around the league that you know, Kidd was – did not have a good relationship with Jabari Parker. I can tell you that it was really bad. They haven't spoken essentially in weeks, and so that certainly didn't help. But I am a little bit surprised given the timing.
I wanted to ask you, and without giving us intimate details, obviously, whatever you can and can't give, but what deteriorated that relationship in your mind? And the other thing that I heard, now, after you reported it, I kind of started to follow up. Jabari Parker wasn't the only guy that wasn't really talking to Jason Kidd or not having a good experience with Jason Kidd.
Yeah, there were. It's funny you say that, because this weekend I was talking to a source close to Jabari Parker, and he said that, you know, it's interesting for a guy, and Jason Kidd was like, kind of a communicator, a point guard. You know, he doesn't really talk to that many of the guys. Giannis loves him, but there are other players on the team, to your point, Bill, that don't communicate or particularly, you know, are particularly close with Jason. You know, my experience with Jason has been really positive. I've seen somebody that cares, that really wants to be good at coaching and realizes that it's a process. So I was surprised to hear that. But I do think it does say something, Bill, that your best player and really, you know, your franchise for the next decade plus, and Giannis, who signed for three more years, was really supportive and also really caught off guard.
I the way it was put to me, that there was one particular player that said he had no blanking respect for him. Now, do you know if this was on the court or if this was just off the court or it was just because?
No, it's more off.
Okay.
Yeah, it's more off. It's more of players feeling like they don't communicate with Jason and that there's no real back and forth, which surprised me, actually. You know, I think John Horst, who's 34 and I think has a really bright future, if you look at his history, he really studied the Spurs. That was a big part of who his development, you know, looking at their model. They fired Bob Hill and obviously found Greg Popovich now. I don't know if they're ever going to find another Greg Popovich, but there are some really attractive head coaches out there, David Fizdale being one of them. But to your point about Kidd, it was more off the court. I think, you know, his inability, players felt like, to connect with him. That's at least what I was told by, or at least in the past few days.
talking with Jordan Schultz of Yahoo Sports and the analyst, and he was the one that had the Jabari Parker report first. I wanted to go back to what you meant when you mentioned Fizdale. Now, last night I had done some national radio, and I was talking to people, and Fizdale's name keeps popping up like crazy. You hear some other names pop up, like Stackhouse, and some of the more flashy names that people would recognize. I even heard at one point that there was a relationship of a business nature between them and Rick Pitino, the ownership in Rick Pitino from years ago, and that he's not going to get a job in college. It may be his last hurrah if he could bring the stardom and the luster back to the Bucks, that Pitino could be the guy. So my question to you is this. Do you hear, because this is going to be an attractive job, I think many people, and I don't want to overestimate it because I'm sitting here in their backyard, but I think it's going to be an attractive job with the new arena, with the practice facility, with a superstar, with the ability to win now. So I think a lot of guys are going to be chomping at this. Do you think there is a good fit for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, well, it's a really attractive job. You know, obviously, yeah, like new arena, Giannis, the fact that ownership is clearly willing to spend money. There's a lot to like about being the coach of the Bucks right now. And I think Fizdale, to me, makes sense because he's really good with vets. We can talk about rookies as well, or young players. He knows how to balance that fine line, and he's also an excellent communicator. And if communicating was something that Jason Kidd was being maligned for and not doing enough of, then Fizdale's your guy. You mentioned Jerry Stackhouse. Stack is going to get a job, regardless of if it's with Milwaukee or somebody else, Bill. He's really risen in the coaching ranks. He was the G League Coach of the Year last year for Toronto's G League team. Somebody's going to hire him. I don't know if it's now or a year. If I'm Milwaukee, I have to really look at Fizdale. The Pitino thing I've heard, I don't have any intel on that. Other than that, I just couldn't really see it happening. But they're going to have their pick. There's no question that this is one of the three or four most desired jobs in the league right now, regardless of, you know, the fact that they're in the A seed right now and maybe they've underachieved a little bit.
One more question before I let you go. And the way they hired Jason Kidd, Larry Drew at a big press conference with Jabari Parker a week ahead of time. Everybody knew he was dead man walking. Jason Kidd was hired long before they fired Larry Drew. Larry Drew basically found out by us. Then the Kidd firing, where he finds out by Giannis calling him up saying, hey, they're going to fire you. I just found out, even though he knew it was coming and already been told that he was probably going to be let go. Is this bad form on the ownership and such? Does this eventually come back to bite them, I guess, PR-wise out there for those potential candidates?
I think it's a fair question. I would say no, just because they have such an intriguing core of young players, and we don't even really know, Bill, what they're going to ultimately do with Jabari and how much he can coexist or not with Giannis. But I don't think so. I think, you know, the perception of ownership, with Mark Lazary and Eden's family is that there's enough structure in place. And I also think, I didn't even mention, by the way, the fact that, you know, they are already showing signs of being, even though they've underachieved, of being a team that can, like, consistently compete in the next few years. Because if you think about that roster, how many other rosters have that type of young talent? So I'm going to say no. I think that they're in great shape, regardless of the fact that they just fired a coach, you know, midway through the year.
Great stuff. We certainly appreciate it, Jordan. We'll get you back on real soon, okay?
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate you.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon. There you go. Thanks. Jordan Schultz from Yahoo Sports, the insider, the analyst. He was the one that had Jabari Parker's portion of the story first in all of this. Thanks to him for joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline, this portion of the program.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.